Time now for Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. All the topics and issues that matter to you and your family. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. I have a packed studio with me today. We have Diana Moser, the program director of Theater Just Because, also the director and writer of A Night to Remember, the Dinner Theater, kicking off next week, which is what we are talking about today. Also joining us is manager of community and corporate relations, Jason Beck, and two actors who are performing in the Dinner Theater. We have Dylan Thomas Boucher. You play the character Q, and Chris Bowers. He plays His Royal Majesty King Alistair. Thank you all for joining me in studio today.
Thank you for having
us. Thank
you. Okay, so Diana and Jason, you guys came in just before Christmas, I believe, to talk about A Night to Remember. How is everything going? We're in the final crunch time now. Diana, we'll start with you.
Yes, crunch time. That's a good word for it. No, yeah, we are in our final rehearsals. We have two more this week and two more next week. Next week, we get actually into the space at the Suncor Energy Center for the Performing Arts, SECPA, at Holy Trinity. And that's going to be really great because what we've been doing up until this point is building everything. The story, all of the pieces that come together, like the props and the costumes, really everybody working together in and how they move, all the blocking, all of the choreography, all that kind of stuff. Next week is when we really are able to get into the actual space. We've been really lucky. We've had a wonderful, generous host at the Fort McMurray Boys and Girls Club who have donated their space for us to rehearse in, which has been wonderful. But next week, we've got to take off the training wheels, and we go into the actual theater space, and that's when the chance for everybody in the show, including all of our technological people and our crew, to say, okay, this is what's happening. We're going to make sure everything works. We're going to practice through it and everything, and then we'll have our final dress rehearsal on the Wednesday, and then we're ready to go. But I'm feeling great. The show is so wonderful. Everyone's just giving 110%, and I'm keeping on them on that. I'm like, keep turning it up, guys. And it's going really well. I'm really excited.
You're not in your space yet, but so far, is it coming to fruition as you pictured it as you were writing this?
Oh, totally. It really is. But also, what's wonderful is that all the things that I didn't picture are coming, which is, I mean to say, what the actors are bringing to it, the decisions that they make, the offers that they give, the ideas, and just the actual 3D fleshed out version of what's on paper. And they've all taken such ownership of that. And it's really exciting to see that. I laugh so much every time because something else will happen. And just everyone's in the space and reacting together. It's wonderful. And it really is, and to have the technical side of things too, and all those people helping me with also basically being able to translate what was in my head that I tried to say in words and on paper, and they've taken it and really brought it, so it's great.
So quick Cole's notes, what is A Night, K-N-I-G-H-T, to Remember all about?
Right, so A Night to Remember is a deliciously hilarious dinner theater in support of Waypoints. This is year three doing this with Waypoints and Theater Just Because. Basically, it's the story of Eleanor, who comes to the King's Court and finds out that there's a reason for coming to the court. The King says there is a dragon and we have to find our champion to deal and slay with the dragon. Now, she doesn't get chosen that champion, but what ensues then is a ragtag team of associates who help her out, and they end up finding out about a plot that goes a little bit deeper than any of them had ever imagined. And it's big fun, big things, big characters, audience interaction. It's a really great night.
So as you mentioned, this is the third year in support of Waypoints for this dinner theater. Jason, if you just want to talk about the importance of this partnership between you guys and this dinner theater and how it all came to fruition.
Well, basically, prior to 3 years ago, we used to do a Valentine's event called Lovapalooza, which was a gala type event. And we kind of got to the point where there were so many galas in town and that type of thing. We thought, let's look at things a little bit differently and try to come up with a new creative way to have an event. And so that's where this kind of idea between, at that point, Jenna, who was the special events coordinator, and Michelle Thorne, who at that time was the artistic director for Theater Just Because, had a conversation about, hey, why don't we look at doing a dinner theater? And that's where it was kind of born, was out of that conversation. And what an I'm all about uniques and distinctives.
Yeah.
So the fact that, I mean, this is the only dinner theater of this type in our region, I love that. And I think the partnership has worked so well. I mean, largely because we have such a great working relationship, but also because these guys are amazing at what we do, and we're amazing at what we do, and we come together and say, let's bring our talents and our crafts together, and let's support the work that we're doing. And this is our major fundraiser, one of our major fundraisers of the year, so it's critically important to the work that we do in this city. I mean, we could not do what we do without things like this dinner theater. So the fact that we're able to do a fundraiser and have it to be such a unique event with such amazing and talented individuals is a win-win, really.
And Waypoints does a lot here in our region. For those who don't know, what are some of the services that you offer here?
So primarily, we deal with domestic violence, sexual assault and abuse, and homelessness. And of course, we right from basically, we deal with offenders to victims. So we have our shelter, Unity House, that's here in town, which actually we're just in the middle. Previous years, the money has gone to our new Unity House, which mm-hmm. now is actually just right over here.
Yeah, I see
it's being built. We mm-hmm. actually had a walkthrough on Tuesday of this week. It's super exciting. It's amazing. I can't wait to see the finished product. But yeah, we are going from a capacity of 36 beds. 36 people for 9 beds. 36 beds for 9 rooms, sorry. And to 45 beds and 45 rooms. So it increases our capacity, but in a sense of that in a 6-bed room, if a mother comes with a child, that room is then sealed off. We can't use any of the other mm-hmm. bunks. So our capacity increases greatly. And so, yeah, the money for this year, though, because, of course, the project already begun, will go for our operations in order to keep the shelter running, which is greatly needed as well.
And everything on track for your shelter?
Yes, we should be in there in the fall of this year.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that. We will be back. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll talk with the actors and why they wanted to take part in A Night to Remember.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this. Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. If you're just tuning into the show today, once again, joining me in studio is two cast members for the upcoming Dinner Theater, A Night to Remember. We have Dylan Thomas Boucher, who plays Q, and Chris Bowers. He plays His Royal Majesty, King Alistair. Also joining us in studio is Diana Moser, Program Director of Theater Just Because, along with the director and writer of this play, and Jason Beck, Manager of Community and Corporate Relations with Waypoints. So before the break, we were talking about Night to Remember and kind of what it's all about. Chris, this is your third time taking part in a dinner theater, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
So, like we said, this is in partnership with Waypoints, but why do you want to keep coming back year after year and being a part of this?
Really, it's just a fun time. I've been involved with a lot of theater through Keanu Theater. I did plays in high school years ago, but the dinner theater is really special. It kind of goes outside the norm of what theater is. There's a lot more room to play. Mm-hmm. A lot of audience interaction. So there's a lot more improv required. And then on top of that, it's just a really fun time. I can't really tell you much more about why I love it that much, but it's the cast is great. All three shows I've been in have been fantastic. And I played three completely different characters. Biggest problem at the moment for me is this is probably the most lines I've had in any of the three dinner theaters. Last year I had one scripted line, which was extremely rude. But so it's a big change. But I like to keep coming back every year because it's just an amazing time.
As King Alistair, I'm assuming that is a bigger role in the play. Maybe tell us a bit about your character.
King Alistair is a bigger than life, self-centered, everything's about me kind of a king. He really represents the kind of patriarchy, boys club kind of idea, the old men making decisions, and everyone else doesn't really matter. He's not necessarily the smartest all the time. He does rely on his people quite a bit. He just doesn't realize how much he doesn't realize how much he actually relies on his people until probably towards the end. But that's Alistair in a nutshell.
And is Alistair relying on Q there, Dylan?
Yes, my character Q is I would say Alistair is kind of right-hand man. I mean, I'm in the shadows. I'm behind him a lot. Giving him advice, letting him know really what I think he should do. And so I'm not the most proper person in the show.
And this is your first time with the Dinner Theater, as previously mentioned. Why did you want to get involved with this?
I wanted to get involved from the beginning because I've heard from the last 2 years that these are amazing, larger-than-life shows with great characters, and it's all for a wonderful cause, and I never even got the chance to go, so I have no idea of what the shows are really like. So for me, I was like, well, I have to audition for that, and I have to give it my all, because I have to see what that's like as a cast member, and really it's been wonderful. My character wasn't even written into the script, so I've really been able to put a lot of energy into it and put as much as I can and build one of those larger-than-life characters.
So we're a week out now. How are you both feeling?
I feel
I've
great.
I've memorized all my lines.
Yeah. Yeah, you can say that.
Are we going to hear line?
No. No, God.
I think so. I think Diana's going to start kicking me soon. So.
Natalie's going to start kicking me soon.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Dylan? How you feeling?
I feel really good. The process for me has been really kind of open and free because my character wasn't written in, I got a lot of kind of free will and a lot of movement to do some things. And then as the show gets closer and closer to date, we kind of tighten up on those choices and make more definitive things. But it's really been great because I'm really exercising my creative muscle, and mm-hmm. So that's been super fun. And to do that all just for a great cause is just icing on the cake.
So, it runs for 3 days, starting on Thursday, February 1st, and then it's the Friday and Saturday. Now, the Friday and Saturday days were sold out rather quickly, but still time for people to catch it and get tickets for the Thursday show.
Yes, absolutely.
So why should people? We've heard from the cast and kind of heard a bit about what it's about, but why should people get their butts in those seats?
Let me count the ways. Well, obviously, it's a great night out for anyone. I mean, there's a four-course meal being catered by Chef To You. Fantastic meal. I can't wait for this meal. Like, it's going to be absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Great show. And this year, above any other year as well, the show actually really does fit. And this is by design from Diana, which is brilliant. It really does fit our mandate and who we are as an organization and what we do in this city. And I'll let Diana talk about that more in a second. But yeah, it's definitely, and obviously, look, we would not be able to do what we do in this city. That's quite, and I mean, our services have increased quite a lot post-wildfire. Mm-hmm. And of course, with the economic downturn, it's been a rough time in our city for some people. And our services have increased, and we couldn't do that without things like the Dinner Theater that helps to augment places where we don't get funding. And so it's critically important to our operations that, you know, that we have these types of events. But the fact that it's an event and it's fun and mm-hmm. you get a dinner and a great night out, and, you know, obviously there's wine being served as well, so wine and other things being served. So, you know, you can come and have a great night out at the same time. You're supporting a great cause. There'll also be a silent auction, live auction that people can participate in. So 50-50, all that wonderful stuff. I mean, it does help us mm-hmm. out greatly, and I think it's a win-win for everybody. But yeah, I think Diana can speak to kind of how this ties into us as an organization, our mandate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another reason why this is a great event to support all those, but also the fact that you are so supporting a really vital part of our community, which is the artists in our community. And so for theater artists, especially, to have this opportunity to develop and do a show like this is really great. Theater, just because it's all about empowering our artists to take ownership of their work. And so that was a big part of why I wrote this. And when writing it, it really was a decision about, you know, what are the stories that we want to tell, and the stories of strong women and women taking care of each other and men taking care of women and all that kind of stuff was really important. And so this is definitely a show that's about Eleanor as our heroine. It's the story of her journey, those who support her, those who don't, why, all that. And it's a really powerful thing, and it really fits well into Waypoints. And that was important too, of that this is an organization that I mean, obviously they deal with men as well, but primarily women access a lot of these services. And it's about the support that women can and should give each other and those who help, and let's foster strong women and women who are in charge and lady bosses. And so it's a really great story that ties into Waypoint's mandate. It's a really great story that ties into the mandate of theater, just because and why we do the arts that we do. And it's gonna be a night to remember. I mean, really, it is a whole event. And if you hear from people, they're always like, you know, you missed out. That's too bad. So get your tickets.
And like Chris said, it's a different kind of show because it is a dinner theater. It's, you're interacting with the crowd more. So as a spectator, you also get that added entertainment.
Exactly. It's like you're sitting on the stage. The whole room is the stage. Everything that's happening around you is the stage. And if you've never been a part of that before, it's something else for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take a quick break, but we will be back with more after these commercials.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this. Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. Once again, joining me in studio is two cast members of the upcoming dinner theater, A Night to Remember. We have Dylan Thomas Boucher and also Chris Bowers, along with Diana Moser, program director of Theater Just Because, writer and director of this show, along with Jason Beck from Waypoints. Okay, so like we said before the break, show runs February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Mm-hmm. But the Friday and Saturday are sold out.
Yep, within 1 hour.
Huge. Yeah. But
thanks, Fort McMurray. Right,
yeah. But can still get tickets to Thursday's show. So how do they do that, and how much are they?
There are still some tickets left. Yeah, they can go to the Suncor Energy Center for the Performing Arts website, secpa.ca. They can also call the box office there. Tickets are $175 per individual or $1,200 per table. So if you want to get together with a group of your friends and buy a table, it's actually a little cheaper to do it that way. And it's 8 people per table. So yeah, they can go to secpa.ca.
And if you missed it, with that you get a 4-course meal and lots of entertainment.
Absolutely. Yep.
Is there anything else that any of you guys would like to add before we do go?
Well, I once again want to say a huge thank you to Theater Just Because. These folks put a lot of time, effort into this event. And from our perspective, we couldn't do it, obviously, without them. And having this group within our area that's able to do this and put in the time and the commitment and the effort is amazing. And that really attests to what a great area we have and we live in here. But especially for Diana this year, for taking on the huge task of actually writing it. Like, that's massive. That's not an easy thing to do. And I think this is kind of her first, correct me if I'm wrong, but your first real attempt at writing something this large?
This large, same with directing. So I feel also really grateful for the opportunity that we have this relationship with such an important social prophet in our region. And so for Theater Just Because, I mean, that's part of the reason why we do what we do. The arts are integral to the life that we live, and the more integration that we can show, because that's real life. And so it's really exciting to have that support all around, and my fantastic cast and crew as well.
Absolutely.
And actors, anything else?
Well, I think as an artist, one of the best things about this show is that just because of the way of it, it's 100% local. Like, there's nothing in this show that is outsourced. So if you're buying a ticket, you know you're supporting your community, and you're supporting it in every way that you possibly can, 100%. And that is really a testament of how much people in this community have really worked to prove that artists in this community matter and can make an impact. So,
perfect.
Yeah, if you're looking for a show where the audience is quite literally part of the show, this is the show for you. So buy a ticket, come on out.
Perfect. Well,
see me wheel a sword.
Well, thank you all for joining me in studio, and best of luck in your last week before you take that stage at SECPA.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you do want more information, just head to our website, mix1037fm.com. All the ticket details can be found under the About Town section on our website. Well, that is our show for today. We will be back again tomorrow from noon to 12:30 right here on Mix 103.7. I'm Elizabeth Priest, and you've been listening to Fort McMurray Matters.
This has been another edition of Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm, Culligan Water, and by Fort McMurray Orthodontics. If you have a question or a comment about today's topic or have an idea for a future show, please contact the news department by emailing mixnews@mix1037fm.com.